welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Amber. The first time you played Survivor, Lincoln was president.
And welcome to the show. Wow, here it is. We have speculated and hoped and thought, wouldn't it be cool if we had all winners in one season? And it has finally happened 20 years after the first season of Survivor.
20 years ago today.
Sergeant Pepper told the band to play. And today we had a who's who of Survivor players, all winners. And
It was great to see everyone back. Like, it was so much fun. I didn't want them to go to tribal the first time around. And I think I said out loud, I was like, can everyone just hang out for, like, you know, 39 days and then they decide the winner amongst themselves? And then Jay was like, you mean Edge of Extinction? And I was like, yes, exactly like that. Okay, I like Edge of Extinction now. I am on board.
And it felt like every tribal was just so stressful because I don't know. Like, I just, there was like, I guess I'm okay with this person going home. And it just very much like,
a lot of people didn't want to make a decision.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring a name up.
I don't want the target to be on me because I know better. Yeah. Which is why I thought it was very smart when they were trying to figure out if they were going to get Adam or not. And Parvati specifically went out of her way to say, okay, so Ben, you say Adam or something like that. I wrote it down.
Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah. And it was just fascinating.
Ben was like a deer in the headlights.
Like, man, like we kind of joke about Rob, like he's kind of hokey, whatever. But like he turned him into like, So like, what did he say?
Who was it?
I forget who this was on Twitter. So forgive me if it was you listening right now. But somebody was like, Boston Rob got Ben to speak llama. Tony specialty.
And
just have Boston Rob interrogate criminals.
Right?
He'll get a confession out of him within 5 minutes.
If there's anybody in this premiere that I was just so impressed by, it was Boston Rob, because I feel like one.
They were right, though. Like, Boston Rob and Parvati and Sandra had to have had the three biggest targets on themselves. And
somehow none of
them. None of their names. They were not in danger, any of them.
No. I can't believe that both. Well, you had Sandra, her tribe lost, Boston Rob tribe lost. And like you said, Colleen, they didn't even get their name wasn't even mentioned. Mm-hmm. How's that even possible?
And you had Rob and Parvati have this conversation like, why is nobody coming after us? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's like, it may be us then, right? But it was just very much.
Yeah, I didn't. Parvati
they're very
was
self-aware
like,
of the fact that.
They're the biggest threats. She was like, do you think everyone is just dumb or really scared? And Rob was like, the two of us are playing Survivor for 10 people.
and frankly, like, Rob carried his, like,
literally
was
carried
his
team on his
team on his back.
Oh, my God.
In that challenge. And so Rob, I got to give you a shout out here. Like, you know, clearly you're not the Rob of 20 years ago. But you're out there like jumping off boats, like landing on the things and like
he belly flopped in the water and then like sprinted
and like
got
launching people over
the
barrel thing. And then, you know, won the ring toss, the first challenge you got the only point for that team. Didn't get voted out when I would think everyone would be gunning for Rob. So
I thought for sure.
I think Rob thought for sure too. Did you see how upset he looked?
Yeah, his face
visibly
when
upset
they're the first
when they
team.
Lost.
I was like, he must have thought he was done. And for some
but
reason,
you know what? I think they would have. But when he confronted Danny, and Danny caved. All right. This is not the person you want to vote for.
Right?
Yeah.
Some Jedi
yeah.
mind
this
trick
is
stuff.
Not. Yeah. The, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, everyone. I go. I would have said no, Rob. Yeah, I brought you up, but you know, we need you. You're the strong gear. And then I still would have voted him out.
Yeah.
You have to vote him out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, again, long shot he wins. No way they let him hang around for that long. But kudos on, like, surviving that first vote. And I know Amber's gone, so I know it's probably going to F him up.
I don't know if there's anybody that might not get effed up. Could be Rob. Although
but,
it was interesting.
Clearly, like, they have a connection that's kind of it's kind of a beautiful thing. Just to be, and we don't know their personal relationship, but it seems like there's, you know, a close still 20 or 16 years or whatever it is. Like, there's a bond there, which is kind of cool that they had an island relationship that turned into like a lifelong
partnership,
which, you know, odds are against that too, and that's kind of cool.
But yeah, at the beginning, Parvati's like, I
because
can't
Amber
you
wanted
more.
To leave a few times. You don't want to leave me. Let's have another child.
Hey.
Well, I think was he talking?
No,
to
he
Parvati,
was talking to Parvati.
Like,
she's like, can't believe you guys have four children. And he was like, somebody found something he's good at.
Yeah.
But I really like that. I like seeing the camaraderie that most of them seem to have.
Because like there's moments like with Ethan and Rob. He's like, you doing all right? And it's like, there's just, yeah, there was very much.
And you know, we saw like the ones that didn't have that camaraderie, like Yule and Sophie, form their own little small thing, which I liked. I did take note that we had almost nothing from Natalie and Kim. So I thought for sure, well, I thought that perhaps Jeremy was going to go home the first time around.
Because
after
worried.
They brought that up, and I was like, oh, that's right. They're going to try to split up the
I forgot
duo.
About the Natalie-Jeremy thing. I did.
I forgot about it all. I forgot about it also.
Yeah.
I did like that Michelle had more airtime in the first episode than she had her entire season.
We said that. I said the same thing here because I think there was a Michelle audio clip in the very beginning of the thing. I was like, oh my God, that's the most I've heard from Michelle ever.
And she had to go to tribal on the first day, first time.
Yeah.
It's like,
which
she had to give her a map.
It was like, well, welcome to actually having to play the game, Michelle. But
Denise had the second tribal council of the night. Was the first ever tribal council that Denise never attended in any of her time playing.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is kind of crazy, also.
So I get the going for Natalie thing, but honestly, I think Adam was the better play.
Adam's
and I thought
smart.
That
Natalie's. I mean, Natalie and Jeremy were probably a very lethal duo.
Absolutely. No
they're
doubt.
Both really good players who aren't. Natalie is not one. Natalie, I could see Natalie and Tony clashing because they are two people that are clearly not afraid of making big moves.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really sad that we have thus far been denied seeing the two of them play, because I thought that could have been really great.
That would have been a good combo.
But it is, I'm just going to point this out, it is interesting that it was Rob and Amber and they voted out Amber, and Jeremy and Natalie and they voted out Natalie. There's something there that is a common denominator. I just can't put my finger on it, but just going to point that out before we move on.
Oh, they're both former winners. It makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that element. There's this poker alliance thing that
which was so
it's
random.
Not a thing. It's, I don't know what you're talking about.
Which
I
was
really,
that
was 3 hours.
It was unsettling to see Kim like not be Kim. Yeah, not be Kim. That was unsettling for me to watch. I was like, I'm uncomfortable. I'm just not. This is not.
I was like, this is not my Kim.
You think it was Sanders' way of freezing her out? Probably. Getting in her head, messing with her game.
Well, she did.
You think she told people, "Hey, don't talk to her.
Yeah,
it'll mess her up." Because she was messed up.
Yeah,
and I have to say, like, you know, say all you want about Sandra's gameplay the first two, or at least her second time around, she definitely knows what she's doing. At least I was surprised to see her say that she was so emotional. I was like, who is this person? Like, can't you go throw somebody's shoes in the fire or something? And
but also, and don't call her queen because she'll do it herself.
But also the
we had some great Sandra moments tonight though. Tony, pay attention.
Yeah. Oh, her like
eyes over
Probst,
here.
The Jeff Probst, like the additional color commentary.
Okay, they're still going over
I
the
love
barrel.
That. And I'll back it up again. Like if Jeff ever steps down, like Rob and Sandra, like hosts, I'm totally.
I don't.
For
it. Well, maybe not anymore.
Well, you know, I feel like it's a bit for a show for the cameras. Yeah. I mean, you have to think, and even Bossar maybe at the time was like, "No, I'm not going back." But then when you're asked in that moment, you're like, "You know what? Why not? What the hell?"
Well, he said, I listened to the red carpet interviews with a couple of them on Rob Has a Podcast today, and he said that Probst gave him the call and once he said, you know, would Amber play? Could you think you can get Amber to play too? That they were both kind of like, we can't miss out on this. This is like a big opportunity to be a part of this.
So I
so he knew after the fact.
I think.
No, I think he knew because they only had a 2 week turnaround in between.
Yeah, it was
seasons,
2 weeks between
week or 2 weeks between seasons.
But why? If you're Rob, why not just tell Sandra what's the big secret?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out because I'm pretty sure Rob and Sandra are going to end up on the same beach at some point.
Pretty sure.
Whether it's Edge of Extinction or at a merge or a tribe swap, they're going to end up in the same place in this at some point. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's the first thing that because if she was gunning for Amber just as payback for that, which seems so silly, right? Like such a silly reason.
Do you think it's payback for that? It's just like it just makes sense. Like you break up Rob and Amber, and you break up the and it makes sense why they went after Jeremy and Natalie because it's like a tight bond.
Right. But also, I think it's Sandra's way of making her the victim, and putting the targets on Rob and Amber. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was with him for 39. He does. He's not even honest with me. And they're like, that's just wrong. So it's very, very good gamesmanship by Sandra.
Yeah, I was waiting for the confessional with Sandra being like, these fools, I don't care.
Yeah. I think it's more gameplay than anything.
Yeah,
I think
true.
So too.
It's true.
Did you notice how bruised everybody was tonight? I kept my, like, I was like.
How what?
I noticed. I'm a somebody who bruises easily at any given time. I have like giant bruises somewhere on my body.
A slight breeze can come bruise. Like, ah!
Yeah,
well,
it's true though.
That first challenge is physical. So
yeah, that first challenge. But I don't think Sandra did it. But she had bruises on her arm. But well, again, it's a rough and tumble game.
Who pulled Kim's hair? Was it Natalie?
No, someone
pulled Natalie's
hair.
Was
pulled by it might have been Kim.
Okay.
Pulled Natalie
or Sarah?
No, yeah, maybe Sarah.
Okay, that would check out. I wouldn't be surprised about that. Sarah seems like a hair puller.
Yeah. But it's interesting.
You're a hair puller.
To see just how it was kind of really fun to see, like, the stakes are so high with the $2 million. They all, it's like everybody is a pretty high level player, save for Ben. And, you know, they're
Ben's
all.
Ben's a mess.
Yeah, like. Like, oh just my God, turned into this, like, it's a pile of mush.
And then he was the one who went and told Adam about the plan.
Yeah.
And then the next day was like, well, I don't know. I think it was Robin Parvati that did it. And honestly, I don't know. I think that Robin Parvati working together is probably each other's best option at this point because
it's like
you know the movie where it's like the two superheroes or two action stars against like you know all the bad guys that are like in the circle around them and they like
tango
turn back
and
to
cash.
Back
you got
and
it.
Just
you
start
it.
Going yeah
but yeah I do and I, it's good on Rob to kind of quickly like set that up. Like very quickly, like first things first.
Well, because Poverty's like, well, you were coming, you came after me. She goes, well, he goes, I had to.
But you know, she called him out. She was like, so don't try to F with me here because I don't fully trust you.
Mm-hmm. But I think very quickly they're realizing that
they're each other's best chance.
Yeah, they're each other's best chance. So it'll be cool. It's a neat, we'll see how long it lasts. But it's a neat alliance for the time being, just because
it'll last until one of them wants to make a move, and one of them will be gone.
Yeah, but you know they're arguably two of the best players. They'd be on the Mount Rushmore of Survivor. So it's kind of cool.
Rushmore of Survivor would be
Parvati,
Rob, Sandra,
Richard Hatch. It's four, right? So
I was gonna say who would be the fourth one? Would it be Richard Hatch? Because pretend he doesn't exist anymore.
But he invented the game.
Yeah, he did.
I know.
He's the George Washington, right? He's a George Washington.
He's got to be on there.
Yeah. So it's like, it's Hatch.
George Hatchington. Okay.
George Hatchington. Can we get Hatchington some clothes? I don't want to drive by that every day.
You know, I do feel like we were robbed not having him on here just to see how he would have adapted to the way the game is played now because he's such a smart person in general that
Yeah, I love his. I don't know if he's. I haven't listened to Ron Proxas too much lately anymore. But when his ones with Rob are like some of my favorite episodes.
You did love when he.
He's very much still like.
If you watch, he has a YouTube channel and he has different videos about what's going on and.
Yeah, like his ability to kind of still dissect and understand like the gameplay and everything. Like I really would like to see his mind.
And you would think he would be. I would think he'd be a target right off the bat.
Absolutely.
You would think that Rob would be a target.
But that's kind of what's
I agree.
That's what's kind of neat about this season is there's so many targets where like Tony's kind of just this little side character in it and not really. Even,
which I kind of love.
You know, like he's just sitting there trying to sitting on his hands, just trying to not like F anything.
Don't go look for an idol. Don't look for an idol. Don't look for an idol.
Standing here. Don't mind me.
Behind the curtain.
It is a bummer that he wasn't here because I think this would have been a perfect season for him to come back just because there were so many other targets.
Right.
To be around. So that's what kind of gives Parvati, Rob, Sandra, Tyson. Even though Tyson,
but I think we talked on the previous show. I think what happened last season and what happened with Richard Hatch and Sue, I just don't think that they just said, "Look, we don't want
to." No, I get it. I totally get. Yeah. I get why. But again, it's a shame. I do think because so yeah, I think yeah, Mount Rushmore is Hatch, Rob, Parvati, and Sandra. That probably be my that's my Mount the Survivor Mount Rushmore. Colleen, what would be your Survivor?
What about James be the fifth one holding two idols? Oh. Too soon? Too soon?
Too soon for sure.
And I think they built a national park for all the rest of them, and it was called Ghost Island.
Ghost Island, yeah.
And you know what? It sucked. It was a terrible ride. It was like Legoland today. What the California Legoland was awful when we went. Zachary came home one day and was like, I want to go to Legoland in California. And I was like, or I want to go to Legoland in San Diego. And I was like, no. We did that. No.
No, that was
disappointing
a bad experience.
Both times we went. We weren't there the first year it was open. We went there, what was that, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? And it was just as disappointing.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 2016 we went.
2016, yeah.
And now Alex would go, but he would still be, he's going to be
Colleen, what's your Survivor Mount Rushmore?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Obviously, Parvati would have to be on it. Sandra, because she's the queen.
Yep.
Unless she just has her own statue as a monarchy. And what are you talking about? Rob and Sandra already had their
freaking giant heads, right?
So they just have to move those over.
Yeah, just move them. Yeah, move them on there.
Who would be my last one?
Well, shouldn't Jeff be up there?
No.
But you know, you have Jeff up there, and he's an actual talking.
No, we don't need that.
No, Jeff is like the Speaker of the House or something. We're good.
Okay. He's the.
I tried, Jeff. I tried to help.
He can be on the $100 bill, or you know, or Grant. He can be a 50.
Oh man, I don't know who, because there are so many great people. Like,
what about people
that
never have won it?
Well, I think it's Hatch. I think you have to have Hatch because he's the one that started. Like, he's the one that set the standard.
I agree with that, but part of
alliances,
me wants to
backstabbing.
Like, what about Colby?
No.
What? He's not even a winner.
Well, he should have been.
Speaking of Colby, I had a thought about Colby actually tonight, but just getting back to what I think that Russell Hance might be, because he changed.
He's never won.
But he fundamentally changed the way the game
he
is
did,
played with idols.
Win.
You don't
what
have to be a winner
have,
to be
if,
up there.
There's only four spots.
The next gimmick, people that finished in second place.
Or third, because sometimes it's the.
Yeah, anyone that was in the final three. Final two
or
final three.
Second or fourth, because usually the best player gets cut at fourth.
Fourth or third.
Or, yeah.
No, but I think you have to have, it has to be consistent. So I think any second and third place, right?
Okay.
Anyone who went to tribal, anyone who went to the final three or two and didn't win.
Colleen, I'm sorry to give you a question in which you have to decide something. Jack, what's your Survivor Mount
Rushmore? And then I had a thought about Colby.
Well, I thought we agreed on it.
Oh, so you're with me, Hatch.
I'm with you, yeah. It has to be Hatch, Sandra, Boston Rob, and Parvati.
Yeah.
Because Parvati could have easily won twice.
I think she should have been the two-time winner. Nothing against Sandra. Obviously,
maybe,
she won.
Maybe Aubrey. Maybe she should have been up there.
Nah. I mean, I love Aubrey, but she's not Mount Rushmore.
I'm just saying, bitter jury. Bitter.
Yeah, sure. Oh, okay. All right, Carlene, you got something to say about Colby?
Oh, so I was thinking today about how we see Ethan and we got so much screen time with him, which makes me really hope that he's getting this like arc of, you know, the tortoise player who turned into like the modern day Survivor whiz player, which I'm really hoping. And it made me think about how, like, you know, the downfall of Colby and Reed. That's all.
Reed, come on.
Come on, Reed.
what I love about, like, with Ethan in this episode is it's like immediately like reminded me of why we fell in love with Ethan when he played the first time.
Yeah.
Like it was immediate. It's like, yeah, that's why we love you.
He's got that personality.
Yeah.
He's got that I want to hang out with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking about his cancer, you know, it's, you know, yeah, I survived it, but yet I still live it every day. I still worry that it's going to come back, that I could die. I mean, it just, you sit there and go, wow, God, geez, man.
Yeah,
this episode firmly made me stan Ethan and hope that he goes all the way to the end.
Yeah, like Ethan.
He's always been one of my favorites. So.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been a minute, right? Because I think it was All-Stars was the last time he played, wasn't it? All-Stars?
Right. Yeah, it's been...
the first All-Stars.
I don't know if he's as old as Amber, but we'll see.
Amber looks great for her age.
Amber looks fantastic. Like,
well, Jeff mentioned it twice, though. Girls. Amber, you were, the internet wasn't invented. TV wasn't invented before you played. And she goes, I still look the same, right, Jeff? And Jeff goes, that's not in my cue cards. I don't know.
Amber aged better than Jeff, I'll tell you that much.
Oh,
right now.
Well, yeah, there you go.
And let me tell you, I did not. I only have two kids, and I did not age as well.
Like,
Amber
looks great. Like I've been an Amber stan since Australia. Jack can attest. She was my pick that season.
I want Amber.
I did notice that the amount of, like, I'm an old school player versus I'm a new school player kind of reminded me of, like, I'm a Gen X. I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
Like all of those. Well,
but they were making good points that the older we didn't play with idols. We didn't play with all these twists. It was more of your gamemanship. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, now it's been, you know, where you so many, there's so many outside influences.
Ben,
that
just
can,
somebody keeps like, here you go. Here you go.
Because it's almost like, well, you know, I didn't need an idol to win. I didn't need Survivor to put one under my pillow to win.
Exactly.
So it's almost like, you know, it's like, I'm more of a fan of the old school Survivor than the new school.
I would love it if an old school player won. I would love it.
Yeah.
Because have we had an old school player win since?
I would love to see Ethan win. I think that is just.
Ethan would be great.
A beautiful.
But, like, have we had an old school player win since Rob? And that was, what, 10 years ago? 8 years ago? I don't know. It was season.
Was it that long ago?
It's been a minute.
No, Parvati said she last played 10 years ago, which is shocking to me.
Heroes
versus
Villains.
I feel like Heroes versus Villains was yesterday.
But that
even
season
though
that
I
Rob was
watch
in
it
with,
then.
With Russell was only a couple seasons after Heroes and Villains.
The season that Rob was in Redemption Island was the first season that I officially, like, well, I watched the second half with you. It was South Pacific was the first one that I watched from start to finish. And then we went back and rewatched, you know, a whole bunch of others. But yeah, we were in our apartment still at that point.
Oh yeah, that was a minute. But yeah, so
that had to have been at least 8 years ago.
Yeah, and so that's the last time an old school player, right? That's the last time an old school player has won. Yeah,
it has to be. Yeah,
the last time there was old school players was the one that Sarah won.
Yeah, because Jeremy won, and Sarah Lucina won.
Yeah,
Tony and
so it would be neat if there was an old school.
I would love to see it. I mean, clearly I want Tony to win because of how crazy it would be. It would just be so ridiculous, right?
Plus, like, you have 5 tally points on the line.
I have 5 tally points on the line, but still.
Should they have played this one old school then?
How so?
No, you got to.
No idols, no Edge of Extinction.
Well,
no,
I did want to ask about the fire tokens.
Oh,
and I
God,
feel like
it's so complicated and dumb.
It is, but maybe this is the way to kind of even the odds a little bit, maybe.
I don't know. Like, I think that them using this as a teachable moment to come together, like, the radical new players who, you know, run around like crazy people, and the old methodical, like, let's play to the physical and social game players, like, to find a happy medium and, like, bring the game back to, like, a more moderate place would kind of satisfy people on all sides. But
were you shocked? Were you shocked that Natalie didn't send the idol to Ben?
Production wasn't just there in her face being like, here's the note.
I thought I sent it to Sandra. Well, you spelled out Ben. Sorry.
Why did she send it to Sandra?
I think she knew that she would take it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, probably made me thinking that there's a target on her back and she maybe likes
it. That she would want it because, you know, these tokens, I think, are, you know, going to be important.
Yeah.
Like Jay said, they're making it a big deal. So,
because there's like
the more tokens you have, the better down the road. So,
I kind of like that better. And we'll see how they play the hidden idols, but I kind of like that better than where Ben won that season where it just seemed like, well, here's an idol right in front of you again, or here's one under your pillow. Like,
but it's also putting the strategy in the players because Natalie had to decide who she wanted to give it to.
Yeah.
If she would have offered it to say, maybe she offered it to Sophie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She goes, well, Sophie goes, I'm not in danger. You know, it's only good for three times. You know, it's only good for three tribals. You know, what, three tribals or your first three tribals? Is that what it is? Or just three? Is it three tribaled?
Three tribals. It's, I think
that
it's
you, that you, the first three you go to, right?
No, in the past it's only been like one, like the next one. Oh, I don't know. okay. Anyway,
but either way, she may not have bought it. So she, like Jay said, you give it to the person that knows they probably have a target on their back.
But also, it's really hard for a new school player, and I would consider Sandra, although she's an old school or. Yeah, she's an old school middle school player.
No, she's old school.
No, but she played in Heroes Villains, and that's kind of like that middle age of Survivor, right? They're the Gen Xers of Survivor. You've got like the Boomers, the Gen Xers, the Millennials, and now we're kind of in the Gen Zs.
There's been since the Jeremy winning season where I feel like it is much more that's the blocks, right? It's not alliances. It's the voting blocks.
That was
voting
blocks.
Development of voting blocks. So. There's absolutely
the game
an
is
evolution
more fluid.
Post Heroes versus Villains for sure.
But and Sandra was so confident she didn't even play the idol.
Yeah, which I mean you have to give them credit. Like Rob, Parvati, Sandra. I would have thought that they and Tony would have been the first targets. And I mean, kudos though to people seeing that you need to break up those core alliances, but. That's more of that new school play because that's more of the blood versus water kind of thing.
Yep.
So I don't know. I even said at one point I was like, well, whoever goes to Edge of Extinction has to be as good as Reem. And I think that either Denise or Natalie are our best chances of getting a Reem like player, right? And then when Natalie went, I was like, maybe this is a glass half full, but I'm still really bummed because I love Natalie. And I did think that she had a chance to go at least to the merge. I do need to give credit where credit is due. Jessica Lise on Twitter was like, they should have done this twist where Reem was out there counseling Edge of Extinction people like the anti-Robin Sandra.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
That'd have been so
like
much fun.
Like Reem's there, like, dude.
Yeah, hey, dude.
I would have been like, yeah, but you lost.
But it doesn't matter. It's about having fun.
She's the expert of education,
yeah, she's
right?
The EOE expert.
True, she is the expert. Yes.
So just like you had the the idols last year on the Island of the Idols.
All right, we're kicking Parvati off, and we're putting her up on my Mount Rushmore. So,
dude.
Can I hang up your shoes? Can I hang up your socks? Can I do this? Can I do this? Why am I getting voted up?
She's a great player. She's a great like TV personality. If they ever do a first boot, I hope that they bring her back and she wins because Or the her or Francesca. I can make a case for Francesca.
I've said this 100 times. Bring Francesca back just so she gets voted off first again.
No. No, no,
it, to me, if I'm on there, it'd be an easy vote. Yeah.
Why?
Wouldn't it be fun to vote her off again?
No, that's not cool. That's not cool.
It's not cool, but that's gamemanship. Because you don't know how good her game is, right? We don't know.
Dude.
She's never made it past the first round.
If that happened, I believe
we know
Reem...
she's got a good enough game where she made people actually like... Reem. She was like their spirit guide on Evan Hedrick's diction. That's tough to be somebody's like spirit guide.
Yeah, Reem would like slit some throats if that happened, like during the trial. No! Shake.
Oh my God, can you imagine Sandra showing up on Edge of Extinction and finding Reem there? Being like, dude.
No, you need to shut your mouth.
Yeah, she'd be like, don't you dude me. Don't you dude me. Where's the flag? I'm pulling the flag.
I'm pulling it for you.
Man. I did want to call out Yule's gameplay because he was very much.
He has such a soothing, calming voice. I don't like the MSMR videos or ASMR videos.
ASMR, yeah.
But I could listen to him talk.
Well, and it's kind of neat to see him, who's been out of the game again for, what was it, 14 years?
He goes, it's not even part of he doesn't hang out with anybody.
Yeah.
He's not part of the Survivor.
Yeah,
world.
Yeah. The
and neither is Sophie apparently.
Well, and that's where it's kind of neat. As a Wendell Stan,
you know, Stan. Oh, okay.
Stan from the Eminem song.
I don't know.
Stan.
Have you
Eminem,
made it
sorry.
This far?
I'm old school.
Being
I listen to music.
Eminem's a musician.
Okay, whatever.
So when I said I stan this, you had no idea what I was talking about. Yeah. Do you think that I was just like giving a New York accent?
No, I heard Jay say Stan. I didn't.
No, Colleen said it before. It's just terminology.
I'm not part of the cool. I'm Yule. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that song came out only.
Don't you mean you're Ethan?
Only like.
I'm Ethan, yeah.
Charming, lovely, wonderful Ethan.
I don't listen to Eminem. I apologize.
Well, it's.
That song is from 2001.
Yeah, that's,
didn't listen to it.
Yeah, that's 2000. So Jack, it's been 20 years.
Aren't you
years.
The king? Aren't you the king of like finding something that happened 20 years ago and just like, making the joke over
know.
And again?
You don't.
Oh my God, we've turned into our
I don't know.
Parents. We've turned into our parents.
I just became I've just got used to the broom standing thing, so I don't know.
We tried to do it and we couldn't do it, and so many people on my Facebook took pictures doing it.
I literally did it today. It took me 3 seconds.
It depends on the broom. Ours has like a middle like foam center to actually pick up stuff better, and it just didn't work.
Our broom is so crappy that our cleaning lady was here on Friday, and she was like, "I don't like your broom. You need to get another one."
I went like this, and it stayed. I go, "All right."
There's nothing to do with the Earth.
I know.
So anyway,
it was a really fun episode. Cool.
But I loved Yule's gameplay too. Like him forming this kind of non-connected alliance with Wendell, Sophie, and was it Nick?
Yeah, it was Nick, I believe.
I'm not a Nick fan, but I do like Wendell's one of my top.
And how he was the uncomfortable silence around Kim.
Right.
Oh my God, that was amazing. The
uncomfortable
silence.
Yeah.
There was a lot of great, like, kudos to whoever edited this episode together, where they like brought the receipts. Somebody brought up like the poker alliance, and they went back to
and pulled video from that.
I remember like hearing the audio from one of those poker games on RAJP, like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. So I was like shocked that, you know, they went back and like pulled this up. Yeah, that was really great. And like the Kim thing where, you know, they cut to all the awkward silences, and that was great. And they did that a couple of times this season in general, that kind of brought like backed up or brought the receipts out for Jack. In case you were wondering, when somebody brings receipts, it means there's evidence to prove what they're talking about. It's
yeah,
examples.
I get
okay.
paper trail. I got
yeah,
that
yeah.
One.
Okay, cool. Oh, okay, great.
I get that one. Okay. Yeah,
I just want to make sure.
But I do like we didn't mention Tyson, who was all a target, and he was able to flip it back around.
Yeah, and good on Tyson.
Yeah,
like,
because I'd be honest with you, of the three.
I would have gotten Tyson first.
I would have gotten Tyson
yeah,
out first.
100%.
If you have a chance to get him out, you gotta get because he's a good player. Well, they're all good players, but Yeah, I think I would have stuck with Tyson, but he was able to convince Yule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Tony's like, no, we got to get Tyson out. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I guess Tyson's one of those people that you could probably get out at any point before the merge. Once you hit the merge and it's individual immunity time, like, that's it.
I don't know. You start good. Worrying about these players that a lot of players have won because people, how many times has Sandra won because people,
twice,
she can't win the challenges.
Twice. Oh, I know the answer to that.
but it's, you know, you sit there and go, God, why do they have these same, get them out.
Well, I like that Sandra is being more subtle this time than the
but she wasn't even that subtle because.
Subtle for Sandra.
And I want to bring up, speaking of subtle, like we had this Robin Parvati scene, and then we have at Tribal Council when Jeremy starts to suspect something is going on. He's like, did Robin Parvati like pull something? And
but I don't think it was Robin. Did Robin Parvati make the they just kind of went along with who looked for splitting up the Natalie and
I think that originally it was the concern was Denise and
yes.
Adam, and that was the crack.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, maybe it was Danny. No, because I believe that Danny wanted to get Adam out, right? Has that happened?
Danny wanted to get Rob out, and Rob turned that around.
Yeah, she did.
You don't want to vote me out.
So nope. I think Danny wanted to get Adam out, and at some point, you know, it changed to, I think it was Adam decided that Natalie and Jeremy were going to be the problem and need to get split up. So
and that's where it's just like, you got to get Adam out. Like,
yeah, he's right, a clever player.
I think his story is what led him to the win, but I feel like, again, he's a smart player.
Though.
He's
like,
very smart.
Yeah. And that's
because him and Denise had a huge target. I mean, they were just going for water, but
in the game where everybody is a winner,
yeah,
that's all it takes,
right?
Yeah,
no, we got lost looking for water. We got lost.
And Jeff says, like, okay, but you gotta admit, like, among this crew, like, that's kind of a lame excuse,
right? And like,
even if you did, it sounds bad.
I was really surprised that they took out Natalie instead of Jeremy because. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I was surprised because Jeremy was unanimous, right? He was the first unanimous winner.
Yeah, he was the first
winner.
Unanimous winner.
And the only unanimous winner still to date, right?
Yeah.
So I would think that Adam, being a Survivor super fan, would have recognized that right away and been like, you know, let me cripple Natalie by taking out Jeremy, who is the first unanimous winner.
In fairness, and I totally get it because there absolutely is like an undercurrent of like diversity getting voted out first.
They're both minorities.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, people of color and females. There is
and a female of color got
I'm agreeing with you on that, Colleen.
Okay.
I would say Jeremy's a great player, but I think Natalie played a better game in her.
She did because she's not afraid to make big moves. I'll give you that.
Me?
Like, Natalie's a dangerous player because she's like a less frenetic Tony Vlachos.
Well, because I think they saw what happened the last time they got rid of Jeremy and left Natalie behind. So she went on a damn war path.
Yeah, so I think she was the bigger target.
That's true.
That to me, I think if I'm looking at the two, while I do think Jeremy, again, played a fantastic game. He's a unanimous winner.
Oh, he did,
he's one of my favorite players of all time. Yeah. Top three for me, personally. Like, again, we saw what happened. To Mem's like, well, look.
Top three, but not good enough to put on Mount Rushmore.
Jeremy. Parvati, Jeremy, and Wendell are my top three favorite.
Really?
Yeah. Personally. And then Rob's fourth.
But just because of respect for Rob, not because he played a great game that season.
No. Well, I think the All-Star season, he was in the driver's seat that whole season, even though his wife won.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we know.
He basically ran the table on that season. His one that he won, he was out of his element. The game changed with Heroes versus Villains, but he adapted with his next time he won, and clearly this time he's still got it.
He's still in the game, which he shouldn't be.
Yeah,
exactly. The fact that Rob wasn't the first vote out tonight, like.
I feel like he can go home like
he can go home and be like, I won. I did it. I wasn't first out. I went to tribal council.
Well,
and
I give Sandra and Poverty the same.
Sandra and Poverty too. Like to me, it's like those three. How the hell are they not one of the first ones out? It blows my mind.
Right, and to let and everybody knows. So I don't know how long Rob or Poverty are going to last in the game because now everybody pretty much knows that they're. Even if it's not confirmed, it's the rumors are out there that Rob and Poverty are working together, and that's got to, like, you know, magnetic north everybody, like, right to them, right?
If it doesn't, then...
If it doesn't, then all you guys, y'all are dumb. Wait,
then all you guys deserve what's
you
coming.
You guys are so dumb. Wait, what's the quote? Man, you guys are so dumb.
Well, you mentioned how Jeremy's asked, you know, he asked Ben... Did Amber and Rob,
Rob
come
and
up with
Poverty.
Something? And Ben's like,
Meanwhile, Ben is like, I've said so many things to so many people, and then Rob took out his snake charming stuff, and I just don't remember.
I like Ben, but man, he's probably the worst player in this game right now.
He was like a giddy little schoolboy tonight, right?
He is.
Like on one level, it was like, oh my God.
You're Boston Rob. I can't tell you.
On one level, it was like, oh my God, like, dude, chill. But on another level, it was kind of adorable.
But even,
it was like, adorable.
You can criticize Ben here, but even Danny, who I have much respect for as a player, like, was going for gunning for Robin. Like, Rob talked to him, bam, somehow is aligned with Rob.
Ben's gameplay?
Maybe. It could be.
Is it going to come out that Ben was
trying
trying to look like an incompetent player to go as far the Philip Shepherd type thing?
No, I think that was just pure joy and adoration.
Okay, I'm just trying to help
crazy.
Ben out here.
Phil Shepherd.
Yeah, I don't think Ben is crazy.
All right. Well,
we'll see if he brings his receipts.
obviously, we are standing these receipts that we saw in this episode, and excited for what this season can bring. Excited for what's going to happen next week.
Actually,
Colleen, you have the last word on this episode before we go to listener feedback. Go ahead.
Okay. I will say I'm looking over the notes because I took notes and we didn't, you know, do whatever. I do write in here that Natalie and Jeremy are trying to suss out who should go home, and Natalie names Adam. So perhaps when Adam decides that it's Natalie that needs to go, perhaps it's because a scene that we didn't see, Ben, I don't know, was in his own little spy shack and went back to, you know, went back and told the group, and that's how Natalie ended up going home.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah,
I will say that, and Rob and Amber being on two separate teams, like there wasn't a choice which of the pair to vote out. It was either, you know, whoever was up to bat. And clearly, Team Sandra must have been a lot smarter than, you know, the other team, because the other side, which was Celay. It was DeKal and Celay.
So I think it's Celay or Salad or something like that.
Okay. I spent so much time trying to figure out how to pronounce DeKal. DeKal? I can't stop doing it. I spent so much time and now, yeah. Anyway, clearly Rob's team was, Sandra's team was a lot smarter than Rob and Parvati's team to know, like, keep your eye on the prize.
And that's where I give credit to Yule. I feel like Yule's driving the show there. And I think the Sandra kind of just along for
Yule
the ride.
Yule could win it.
No, I think Sandra and Yule and Sophie
I'm not discrediting Sandra, but I do feel like Sandra's play is just like, again, anybody but me, and kind of go along for the ride and kind of just so discontent and kind of just.
But she wasn't. She was aggressive tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, kind of just like influence and kind of just. I'm not saying she.
But
didn't.
Playing the influence game, that's a different game than Michelle did.
But she's always done that. Yeah, she always goes in there and says, "Yeah, they were just talking about you."
Yeah.
But you know what?
She's very good at getting people's heads.
Yeah.
And that takes the target off of her, though. That's one way to do it.
I don't disagree with you. All right. Well, that's what we thought about this episode. Now it's time to get into what you all thought with listener feedback. Before we do that, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Listener feedback.
All right. It's listener feedback time. Time to hear what you all thought about the season premiere of Winners at War, season 40 of Survivor. That's Colleen.
It's good to have a drink before war.
Take it away. That was kind of fun. It was kind of hokey, but kind of fun.
You don't want to go to war, Jeff.
Well, I will say, like, it's funny that we had the most actual, honest, and serious discussion when we went to commercial break that while we weren't recording, that I'm sure people would have appreciated, but whatever, about the actual episode. So it's up to you guys, listeners, to
You're throwing those glass into the sand. I mean,
well, it's glass. So at least hopefully they're not plastic cups.
No, I'd
rather be plastic because glass breaks.
Yeah, I think it had to.
Yeah, but the glass like breaks eventually. It gets turned into nice sea glass.
That's true. By the way, I know this was very contentious on Twitter, where somebody was like, I think it was Jessica Lewis, maybe, was like, that's an excellent champagne pour to get 20 sips out of one glass. And I actually tweeted at her because I was so like, are you serious right now? I was like, mark my words, there were definitely at least 3 bottles. As somebody who has poured her fair share of champagne, I can guarantee you that they did not get 21, including Probst, pours out of that one bottle. Just saying.
It's easier just to drink it out of a thing that holds a giant vase.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best way to drink champagne.
That is the best way to drink champagne.
Little known fact.
Yeah, or they could have just passed the one bottle around, everybody takes a swig. Then I guess it would maybe last 21 times. I don't know. Anyway, all right. First bit of feedback. Mandy.
Mandy.
Is this what every week will be like? I don't want anyone to go. Well, maybe except Ben. He can go. Sarah can go too. But everyone else is off limits. You know what to say? I thought that Ben was going to be Ben and Sarah and Nick and possibly Adam, although not really Adam, but he was like my distant fourth, would be the easy sacrificial lambs that if I had to pick, like, you know, pre-merge boots. And Ben's, like, pure joy at being around everyone reminded me of, like, maybe if I played, like, the pure joy that I'd be to be around all those people. So I can't hate on it.
Well, that's why I'm wondering if he's doing it for the game, if that's his strategy.
No, I think he's just that happy. Okay. He just seems so, like, just pure joy. And if it's for the game, then I retract all of this. But it's the pure joy that makes me really, like, it endears him to me more so. But if it is fake, then...
Because there's a lot of egos on that beach.
Yeah.
So if you're going to... True. You try and stroke those egos best you can.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
think that would be good gamesmanship.
It would be, and I'm glad you're trying to, like, change the narrative that he wasn't, like, a big pile of
was a big pile of mush. He spoke llama. Like,
it wasn't.
I'm trying to help him out.
You don't have to. You don't have to. Just, he needs to own his game and just go with it.
Well, maybe that's his game. I'm trying to help him out.
You don't have to. He's fine. He's a millionaire. He should be fine.
Yeah, he gets idols under his pillow, literally. He's going to be okay.
He's going to be all right.
I'm pretty sure they gave him
They'll add a new fire challenge so he doesn't have to go to extinction. Yeah. If he wins the fire challenge, he's going to be fine.
Yeah. And now the final 5. You can't use your idol after 5, but you can go to fire. All right. Sorry. Well, except Ben, he can go. Sarah can go too. Everyone else is off limits. Yeah, I'm okay with losing Sarah.
Yeah, me too.
Like I said earlier, she tweeted this at me, actually. This is the only time that Edge of Extinction is acceptable, and I'm thankful that we have it this season. Agreed.
And that's why I love the tokens. Like, the token play kind of being on the island, like them playing on the Edge of Extinction, and them kind of playing for tokens. Like, maybe that's going to be how they get their way back in the game.
Well, plus they don't. Each player won't know how. You shouldn't tell. This is another thing. Like an idol, you shouldn't tell someone how many. I have 10 tokens. You shouldn't tell anybody that.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that, well, Ben might blab out how many he has, but I think that with the exception of Ben and maybe Danny, because she seemed to be kind of chatty too, maybe they will keep their token count close to their chest. But Yeah, I like that. I don't know if I like that, like, it's a token money kind of idea, because that feels kind of icky to me. But at the same time...
Well, no, but it's more like truly what money is, like a trade and barter kind of thing.
That's true. And that's true. You're right. You're right.
To me, that's at least more... There's more... It brings more strategy into the advantage angle. Like, you're just going to stumble on advantage. It's like, how do you play your tokens? And then, like, is that, you know... And also the gameplay of, like, them being on extinction, exit extinction, and then giving those advantages out. Like, to me, there's just...
That's true.
It takes away the
just
stumbling on an advantage.
That's true. That's true. That's a great point. It also ensures that nobody is getting a tooth fairy.
Yeah.
Idol fairy, rather.
You know that a couple weeks Ben's going to be walking around with a bag of tokens.
I just walked along and what did
I just found
this bag of tokens.
You know how you go, I don't know if they still have any more, like those little metal change things that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, they still have them.
Can I get four quarters? You know, sure. He's going to have one of those full of tokens.
Oh my God. That's very true though. He's going to collect them in like one of those little POG containers. Somebody from CBS is like, oh my God, we have these pod containers in a factory left over from 30 years ago. Let's use these on Survivor.
But then Rob will say, hey, give me your tokens. Okay.
And that's how Boston
even,
Rob.
Even though you're not allowed to do that, right? Or you can't steal the tokens.
You can't steal the tokens.
And that's how Boston Rob won Survivor.
That's how he won $2 million.
Okay, let's say this. Rob wins this season. Is he the best Survivor player of all time? Does he dethrone the queen?
Yeah. Because there's no reason. There's no reason he should be there at the end. And if somehow by the chance of it'll only be his game plan, I guess a bit of luck, but there's no reason he wins this. There should be no reason
that he gets past, like, to the merge.
Gets to the merge. There should not be a scenario where he gets to the merge.
And I agree, actually. I love Sandra, and I hope she stays the queen for forever. Like, I do.
Or if Poverty wins, is she the new queen?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I think
Sandra would be okay with... I don't know.
I
don't think Sandra would be okay with it, either one of them winning.
I don't think so either.
Like, I think Sandra's that Sandra's hoping for like a Michelle repeat where they win by default. So she can still be like, I'm still the queen.
Well, yeah, and I think any
you,
of the...
You might have won the Electoral College, but you didn't win the popular vote. Like, that's Sandra's best case scenario for bragging rights.
I think if somehow any of those people that should not, they should have been voted out day one. If any of those people are there at the end, then yes, they're the best of all time. Without question. All
right.
But if it's Ben by, you know, just finds a bunch of, like, no, sorry, dude.
What if it's like a Tony or somebody who.
Tony too. Like, there's
reason. If Tony wins it, then you have to strongly consider him the best player of all time, because again, he shouldn't make it, because you know you can't trust him.
Right. So,
how does someone like that win the game?
Yeah.
Would you put somebody like Tyson in that category too, or no? Because Tyson evolved and adapted his game and got to play in modern day Survivor.
Because
I don't know if I would put somebody like Tyson in there, who again, like, adapted, like, played old school, played middle age, and then played. Well, I guess no. He started in Token Chains, which is middle age. So he played middle age, and then middle aged. He played like Gen X, and then like Millennial Survivor.
I don't know.
Because I don't know if Tyson would totally count. Like, would somebody like that who? Because I don't, and I don't think that Rob, like, Rob also falls in that category where he tried so many times and evolved. But again, he's such a big threat, and he was, you know, had a statue. Last season?
Rob to me is top. There's top tier, second tier. I think Tyson's second tier. Rob is top tier because, I mean, frankly,
love Tyson.
He won the All-Stars game. He brought Amber. It was between the two of them that went to Amber, but it was his gameplay that brought the two.
And why did Amber go out this? Because Rob wasn't their protector.
And so Rob to me, and again, not taking anything away from Amber. But, like, that was his alliance that he built and everything, and then his alliance member won. And then he won again on his own. And he had two not as great performances, but still, like, he's kind of essentially won twice. And so that's top tier.
You know what robbed
Sandra's
me?
Top tier. She's won twice. Parvati should have won twice. She's
Parvati's
top tier.
And
to me, Tyson's like second tier, where, like, again, shouldn't be, you shouldn't allow him to hang around that long. But yeah. And then that's where, like, Jeremy's like second tier, where had one amazing game, one not so great game. But you know that's the only two times he's played, right? So, like, he hasn't had a lot of
ooh,
beyond
ooh,
that.
Ooh,
so.
Pick me. Okay, so you know how you've been playing chess a lot lately?
Yes, I have been playing chess a lot lately. Yeah.
And you've been trying to teach me?
Yes, I have been trying to teach
I
you.
I think that Rob's best move is to castle up. Is that the phrase?
You mean castle?
Yes.
How? Like, why castling?
Because he wants to put people around him that are going to protect him.
Yeah.
And if he can do it for the best of the alliance, like, we're the ones... If he can convince other people, like Parvati, but Parvati, I think, knows exactly what she's getting into, as we've seen in confessionals that she knows exactly what she's getting into. But if he can convince some of those other ones mm-hmm. that they're just as big a threat as he is, and they all need to stick together as a unit, and they can castle around him, then he has a good chance.
Well, I think Parvati and Rob are obviously using each other.
Hey, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to stick with each other as long as they can.
I'll ship Parvati and Rob all day. And it kind of works. I think it kind of works for Parvati, too, where she was always more, maybe the more flirty player, but she probably feels safer with Rob in that.
Well, like, she grew up.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying she talked about she doesn't want to be the flirty player. She's like a wife, kids, whatever.
And I can totally, I honestly.
Because Rob seems to be a family man, so she probably feels safer, probably.
I don't think she feels safer. I don't think that Parvati is somebody that feels safer based on other people's.
You're right.
Well, they have kids, so.
But they both have kids, so there's probably just this, probably a better, or there's a connection there that maybe she feels that she can share with him.
No, I think that, honestly, I don't think that's that. I think that it is straight up. Parvati knows that Rob has no other options and they need each other.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
They're the two biggest targets.
I think it's as simple as that. Yeah. And they are the two superheroes. Like, they are Thor and Captain America standing back to back, fighting glove guy's stuff in
a
circle.
So even though they're both in an alliance right now, can we agree there's no way they both make it to Final Three?
There's no way they both make it to Final Three.
Because one will cut the throat of the other one.
There will be a swap before then. They might be able to protect each other through a swap. But again, we don't know if Rob finds out next episode that Amber goes out and then just goes ham.
Yeah, Rob could lose his
like ass. That might be the thing. Like, Boston Rob is so cool and calm and collect under pressure, but like his wife went home.
Well, no, I think
could
he
be
was
the
expecting
thing that breaks
it.
Him.
He had that confessional.
Yeah.
Which one?
He goes, yeah, I'm upset. I'm glad we won, but I'm upset because
It could be.
I can't protect Amber. I can't protect my wife.
But
I think he knew she was toast.
He felt like
he was toast when they lost the first challenge. Like, his face, like, if you go back and watch that, there's like, oh, must know he's gone.
But Amber doesn't have the same gamemanship that Rob has.
Yeah.
Or like a Sandra, Poverty.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't played in so long. But I give her credit for coming back because she must have known.
Yeah.
Be on her back. I can't wait to watch Amber play at EOE.
Yeah.
Because I really like Amber. So I can't wait. And I hope that she, gives it a fighting chance. Okay. Mandy continues.
Oh, Denise, my God.
Denise didn't go to trial.
How long is this email? Yeah.
It's not that long. We're literally on the fourth sentence.
Colleen.
We keep talking.
You gotta read quicker. I don't know why you're reading so slow.
Denise didn't want to go to didn't go to tribal council tonight. Her curse is broken. Hey, Jack, Survivor is looking for new players. Apply now. If we both get on the same season, can we agree now to an alliance? Don't say that. Nope. You guys are going to be screwed. You'll be the podcast
poker.
Alliance.
Yeah, the podcast alliance. You don't need to poke. Look at the poker alliance. You can't have that.
Well, I would. She'd be the first one I'd vote out. Just so I could say, see, there was no alliance.
Exactly. But no, because she has Girl Scout cookies. Just saying. Anyway, thank you, Mandy, for your email. All right, next up.
I'll be in an alliance, but your email's got to be a lot shorter.
Yeah.
It wasn't short at all.
I think we should have Colleen not read it, because Colleen
it's not. No, we talked for, like, ages in between.
Colleen
that was not
like
a very long email.
Like a little speck of dust where I was like, look at the dust.
No, 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 no. All right.
Pick me.
I guess she spent, like, 20 minutes just to get to the next email.
No, there's another one.
I spent 20 minutes.
Are we doing? Are we doing a marathon podcast?
Yeah, apparently.
Yes, what's the tote board say? This is old school. Because old school is a marathon, like a tortoise.
How much have we raised so far?
Listen to first of all, $2 million is the goal. I believe that.
Can we get the next email?
Oh my goodness, cranky pants. Go play chess on your phone.
She just
leave
gets sidetracked so easily.
Huh?
She gets sidetracked so easily.
Victoria says.
It's like podcasting with Matt.
You know, it's like podcasting with Ben.
I resent that. I resent that a lot. You guys are the worst.
Jay for the win.
Well, you know something? You know something? I just look down and there's an idol hidden underneath my chair. So I'm going to play it and I get to stay in this podcast for another at least four nights. If you mute yourself, it sounds like Jay is the only one laughing at me. And then that sounds even weirder. Trust me, because there was this one time on the broadcast where I said something funny and Amanda didn't laugh and Shandy did, but she was muted. So it sounded like it was just dead silence. And it was really awkward. And I was like,
well, I've muted it because some people complain when I laugh. So,
all right, Colleen, we still haven't gotten to the email.
Oh, my God. Who cares? It's the first episode. Leave me alone. Victoria says, welcome back, guys.
Victoria.
I was so hyped for this season, but for me, the flow was off. Oh, I totally disagree, girlfriend. I did enjoy seeing the winners, especially beautiful Ethan, but man, I had some issues. Oh, my goodness. Okay, wait. We've got the contrarian view coming upon us. I actually didn't enjoy the pacing. It was so weird not hearing more stories and getting to know each other like the regular seasons. From the first minute, names were being thrown out. I didn't like Rob confronting Ben on day one. I kind of did.
Yeah, like what else is going to do? It worked.
I liked it because it speeds the podcast up.
It's all about us. Clearly. On a regular season, the aggression might be a rookie no-no, but because Rob does it, he's considered really good. It was a little too aggressive for me. In that defense, I think we just spent like an hour talking about this. Like, you're in the winter season and they are coming for you.
Yeah.
So you have no choice but to counterpunch.
Yeah.
He's right, just
you have to.
In short, Victoria, he's just fighting back. I hate myself.
Because Amber didn't fight back.
Yeah.
That we saw.
She continues, I did enjoy Tribal Council, though. Adam made some good points, and I thought, he might be a threat. Yes, I know. That's why I would have voted him out. But of course, I'm probably just wanting to see some drama early on. Parvati and Rob said it best. They are the biggest threats, yet no one seems to throw their names out. Side note, Ben validated my opinion when he was given the win and definitely didn't earn it. fair
Sorry,
enough.
Sorry, Ben. Good guy. Seem like a good guy.
He does seem like a good guy.
Nothing against you.
Yeah, I didn't see Natalie going home. It just seemed like an easy cop-out with absolutely no strategy. And then there were all these elements, tokens, Edge of Extinction, wives, and players playing with each other three or four times. A lot is going on. I'm definitely here for it, though, and excited to watch this next hour. In which she continues, wow, I loved the second episode. I don't know, for me, the pacing was better. The challenge was a tough challenge and it was fun to watch. The challenge was really fun to watch.
Yeah. Like Jeremy just coming in and just
Jeremy coming in and just like beast moaning it down. And like and Rob coming in and beast moaning it down. I felt really bad for Wendell because that is like one of Wendell's, I say Wendell like the town in North Carolina, it's Wendell. but like that's one of his things. So like I just, you know, it was crazy. I didn't know who to root for. I kind of wanted it to be a tie. I was happy to see that Kim was there because for a second she wasn't getting any airtime. I know, I agree. I was like, we talked about the Kim thing. I felt that this episode was different because it showed vulnerability, and I appreciated seeing Tyson actually humble himself.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Wendell this season because
he grew a heart.
Yeah, actually, and I think it was Mike Bloom.
His daughters, yeah.
I think it was Mike Bloom, Jane Jack networking podcaster as well, who pointed out on Twitter, like, Tyson's very first season, he said, like, he likes making people cry, and now he's evolved, having children, and he's crying on the first episode that he's here, which goes to the evolution of people getting older that we've talked about, like Parvati, Rob, and I was going to bring up myself. Like, I don't podcast about Survivor the way that I used to back when we did the tribe 10 years ago when I didn't have, you know, kids and, you know, I was a lot younger and more carefree. So, like, I think that it's just kind of...
Just go ahead and say it. Happy.
No, not happy, but, like, I was a lot more inappropriate back then. I think there's a review on our feed, and they were like, Jay and Jack, Survivor JJC, the podcast that tamed Colleen. And I'm like, I think it was my kids that tamed me, but yeah, good point. But I don't know, but, like, it's just, it's interesting to watch players play from a different point in life. And I think that that actually hits it on the head, why... It's great to see these people that we, you know and love back, but it's also interesting to see how they've grown like the rest of us, where they are not, because if they came back and they were the same people that they were 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Now, Russell Hance would be the same player.
He would be the same. Yeah. Yeah, but he's one of a kind. Like, I think that, you know, hearing the maturity is good because we've all matured. Like, they are us. These people are us. Okay, anyway. I'm rooting for Wendell this season. I'm surprised that he was on the out alliance. Tribal
that
was,
works for him. Honestly,
I know it
that
does.
Yeah.
Tribal was, as always, full of Tony being Tony. And, of course, the queen does what she does best, throwing out little pebbles of information, hoping that someone takes the bait, which Kim did. Keep fighting, Kim. You're one of my favorites. The end.
Now, if you're Amber, and you know you're, like we, I mentioned earlier, Tyson was smart enough to go and kind of get his name off the chopping block. I would have totally gone after Kim. Kim's a bigger threat to win.
Yep.
Than Amber, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you have the you don't want Amber on the jury if Boston Rob makes it to the final three, because that's a vote for Boston
right,
Rob.
But, right.
But if Amber's that, if Kim's that close to being voted off this early, and she, like she said, she controlled her season. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. She was the Boston Rob of that season.
She was. Yeah. And it was her first time playing.
Yeah.
And you know that she's getting the silent treatment. Why don't you go? Yeah, I know you people probably want to get me off, but Kim is the better player.
Also, that's
I didn't
what
mean
said.
That. That's yeah. why I get. I get it.
You didn't see it coming, but I gave a big like.
I know you want to vote me out of the game.
There you go.
But hey, Kim is the bigger threat. And that, to me, that was a mistake of the game. You need to get, I would have got Kim out. Yep. If you don't want her, if she's not working with anybody, get rid of her. Because the longer she's one of those players, the longer she stays in the game, the bigger threat she becomes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a little bit of feedback through the Facebook messaging, and Shandy, my co-host on the broadcast, who has also been a guest host on this show, sent me a message. She did some research because she's, you know, her husband is French and French American, and she did some research because she was curious about the champagne that Jeff Probst popped. It is a $45 bottle of champagne from France. So they didn't skip.
Isn't that kind of cheap for a show like they're giving away $2 million? I mean, $45.
That's what they can give that. She said, so I was really worried they're going to pop a bottle of Cooks or something, but at least this looks respectable. So they didn't go with the $4.99 bottle of champagne is what we're talking about here.
Or they just took the old bottle and poured it in.
Shandy's choice, yeah. So thank you, Shandy, for that. But anyway, yeah, overall, I'm really excited for this season. I'm really excited. Jay, do you want to tally the votes?
It's time to tally the votes. We do.
Can I say one thing?
Absolutely.
Less 2-hour episodes. I don't like the 2-hour episodes.
Yeah, me neither. But at least this one didn't seem like it was taking forever.
The last one that seem like it was taking forever was the Second Chances, where Sandra and Tony went head to head.
That's right.
Because the first hour, we're like, oh, my God, Mom and Dad are getting along. This is the best. And then the second hour, we're like, Mom and Dad are fighting. We don't like this anymore.
All right. So, I need to make a new notepad here. Season 40.
Did you not do this? Because I have it.
No. I have the pregame picks. It's another thing for the...
Well, lucky for you, Natalie was first on our list.
Shh. Natalie.
Spoiler alert.
Jack was a first final three gone.
0 points.
Well, wait, time out. She can still make final three.
I guess, sure. But I didn't we say the last time this was like based on...
No, I don't think so.
No, I think we had two separate tallies going, because at some point when we knew that they were going to get back in, we had like, who do you think is going to get back in, and we realigned or something?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think I think we decided that if they get back in, it's...
Well, then this whole preseason pick doesn't matter, because they could all get back
in. Well, I'm not the one that has edge of distinction. I'm all, get rid of it.
No, so nobody got points. Jack, you said final three, and both Carly and I said merge. And then for Amber, Jack, you get a point. You said pre-merge. I said merge. Colleen said final three.
No, I said merge, parentheses, could be final three.
Oh, no, I have final three here.
Nope. If you go down and count, my final three. Oh, that was Amber. Like...
Yeah, thank you.
Jeez, so technically, man. Right now, both Colleen and I have lost our final three for now.
We're winning.
At least I was honest, admitted, yeah, I had Natalie final three.
I didn't pick her final three. I didn't pick her. I did. I did pick her.
I didn't tell I did. Then I did.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Right. Jay thinks that Parvati's going to the final three, and she was your winner's pick during the preview show.
I love Parvati so much. So much.
We had winner's picks?
No, we didn't. What I put in parentheses was things that we unofficially...
Well, it is time for our winner's picks. We pick after the first episode. So I'm going to go ladies first, since it was two ladies knocked out in this first episode. Colleen. Your pick.
So it's anti-winner's
my winner's
season.
Pick or next boot?
No, winner's pick. Who do you think is going to win the season? Remember, this pick, if it goes all the way to the end, you get 15 tally points. If it goes out at any time,
okay,
you
so
get
you
five
guys are really good at like numbers and stuff. I'm good too, but not like the math part. So remember, I have the 5
Isn't that
points.
What math is? It's about numbers.
So I have the 5. No, it's not. So
I'm not good at numbers, but I'm good.
Come
at
on, math. Ben, make a pick.
Listen, stick to the plan. So remember how I said that, you know, I would get 5 points if Tony got to the final three and won.
Yes,
right.
So I'm wondering, do I put Tony additionally as my winner's pick here? Because no. I would get 20 points then.
Yeah, but you can hedge your bet.
But he has to win.
Can win. You can kind of hedge your bet by saying another person can win. Because
that's just gravy if he gets to final three. Yeah. But
that's diversifying your portfolio. You could say, I'm going to only buy Apple stock. And then that's great if Apple does well. But if it fails, well, then everything's gone.
Ugh. Ugh. But I
think... But in fairness to those that buy a bunch of Apple stock, Tony is not Apple stock.
What ton of stock is Tony? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, God. What would be the worst thing you could pick? I don't know.
Ben?
Kodak. Let's say Kodak. One time it was good, but I wouldn't buy it now.
Oh, no! No, that's so mean!
I'm just saying. Anyways, Colleen, who's your winner's pick?
Would you guys kill me
Do
if
not
I...
not pick Tony.
Would you kill me if I said Michelle?
No, it could happen.
It's not going to happen. I kind of want to think that, like... Okay, in my like ideal scenario right now...
I'm running out of storage on this computer, Colleen, so please take
Okay, in my ideal scenario right now, Kim would get back in and like be the Chris Underwood, is that his name? Chris dude, and win. But I understand that that's probably also not likely to happen, but Kim is really smart. So all that is to say...
Please take your time.
Ethan, I love Ethan. I love Ethan. I just want Ethan to win so
I think
bad.
It's a good winner's pick. I do think it's a good winner's pick. All right, Jack, you're up next.
I think it's either Yule or Danny's going to win. And
you
I'm
have gotten
pick.
A lot of positive from...
Yeah. I'm gonna take Danny.
Danny, okay.
I think she's less of a... I think she's less of a threat than Yule.
I think Yule's going to go pretty far. I think Yule and Sophie alliance is going to be tight.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm going to go with Hart here. I'm going to say Wendell. I think he's in a good position. But all right, who's going home? Episode 2 is just one going home. Jack, go first. You want to go first again?
Please. Well, I've got a guess for this one.
Go.
I think it's going to be Rob.
Rob?
I think he's going to... I think we're going to see him blow up his game.
Okay. Jack, go.
I'm going to say it's going to be, I say Tony.
No!
Can you, that's going to peak up the audio there.
You don't level it, it's fine.
Yeah, I know I don't level it. That's the reason. I'm going to say, I think Kim goes home. Why not? All right, there you go. There we have it. There's our picks for next week. We'll see how it plays out. Jack is currently in the lead with 1 point. So good for you.
Season's over. It's done.
Everybody else has no tally points. All right, that'll do it for this week's episode. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Also, send an email to
survivorjjc@gmail.com.
Also, and could you do us a favor? Keep the emails under 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. We talked. She literally had a 5-line email.
Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJack group. We do a lot of fun TV show discussions. Check out jayandjack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link today. We want to especially thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. If you use Amazon, use our link, jayandjack.com/Amazon. And yeah, excited for this season. We'll see you guys next week.
I'm so nervous for this season.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.